Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. I guess the Lechvay the Pilgrims. I don't know exactly what this is. I don't know. So, anyway, they say that the Thanksgiving, they got corn, I think. The Indians gave them corn and various other produce. So I had some grits this morning, Lechvay the Yom. Listen, we have very important announcements to make. Number one, there's Mishmar tonight at 9:15. I don't know who's speaking, but it's probably somebody very good. I'm waiting for a text back from Rabbi Pleasure to let me know who's speaking about Mishmar. 9:15 Mishmar. This morning we have the Shir. There's another announcement also. Oh, Chanukah. Thursday night of Chanukah. We have the Zchus having Rabbi Yosef Weiner, who's a Rav in Muncie, formerly a Rav in Brooklyn. He's a very good, he's a Meridika speaker, it should be phenomenal. It's going to be the Thursday night of Chanukah. Everybody's expected to be there. Everybody will enjoy it, will gain inspiration, it will be fantastic. Also, February 10th, mark your calendars. It's almost 3 months, 2.5 months away. Is that the Kollel is making our fourth annual dinner, celebrating 5 years of community commitment to North Miami Beach. We are honoring Mr. and Mrs. Alan Sackowitz and Rabbi and Mrs. Maisha Metz. You should be getting in the mail, Bez Hashem, next week. The first mailing and the ad links will go out after that, and the invitations will go out even after that. So mark your calendars, February 10th in the Marco Polo. Also, if everybody could please check, it's not there yet, but there will be a link on our website, nmbcurl.org. There will be a link there that this Motzei Shabbos, American Express makes some sort of promotion. I don't know how it works. I don't know how they make any money off of it. But if you give $25 to a small business, which we qualify as a small business, they will pay you back. So if you go on to nmbcurl.org, you can go and check out our website, click on the link, and actually donate to the, and actually have American Express donate to the Kollel. So please go ahead and do that. Baruch Hashem, today we're zeichet to have one of our illustrious members of the Kollel, Rabbi Yosef Sokol, giving a shir. It was very inyana deyuma at the time he was going to say it, and now apparently there's a ceasefire, so at least we can know what would have been the halachas or what will be the halachas by the next issues that happen. By killing terrorists, all types of fun stuff. So sit back and enjoy. With that, I introduce Rabbi Sokol, and I want to thank him for giving the shir and inspiring all of us.
Okay, thank you very much to Rabbi Singer, Bershus, the Chashav Tzibur. Someone just asked me if the shir is going to last as long as the ceasefire. So, I'm not sure, it depends whose side is counting. But, we're all well aware what's going on right now in Eretz Yisrael, what just happened the recent days. We had, there was thousands of rockets that fell on Eretz Yisrael, hundreds of people injured on both sides. There was the numbers are constantly changing, so there was like 140 Arabs that were killed and five Israelis, one of which was a Arab Israeli that was killed. More than 100 rockets out of Gaza landed within Gaza and killed at least two of the Palestinians, they call themselves. Seven Palestinians were publicly executed, six of which were just executed on this Tuesday in the middle of Gaza because they were accused of collaborating with the Israelis. And a lot of people have been asking the question of how could it be that the Arabs have so many more fatalities than the Israelis? So the answer is obvious that it's one of the reasons is because they do something called a human shield. They are launching their rockets from within densely populated areas, And when the Israelis go to take care of them, and they go to kill them, so then you the missile is going to kill other civilians as well. So this is one of the topics that we're going to discuss today. So the truth is that we're dealing with a very sensitive topic, because even though in Miami, Florida, it's a very beautiful day today, and the sun is shining, and Baruch Hashem, everybody's fine. But in a different part of the world, there are people that are really suffering. So when we deal with this topic, we have to really have a COVID Rosh, a seriousness to realize that there are people that are really suffering, even today. What we're going to do now is we're really going to be exploring the sugyas. We're not really talking about practical cases. Halacha l'maisa has to be dealt with in a different forum. This is merely exploration of the sugyas, and we're going to be dealing primarily with hypothetical models. That means a lot of the cases people could ask, well, what if this prat was different? What if they really weren't in danger? What if you don't know for sure? So we're going to have to make assumptions that when we say the case is like this, you have to make an assumption that that's not a variable change to say that maybe the person wasn't really a roidif or not. We're assuming that the person's really a roidif. Roidif, we're going to use that word a lot of times. A roidif means an attacker. There's a few things that we're not going to discuss. We're not going to be discussing if the IDF has a din of a Melchemes Rishus or Melchemes Mitzvah, or maybe neither. That's not one of the topics. We're not going to discuss if everybody's a terrorist. Okay. So we divided the topic into four shilas. Four separate shilas. We'll deal with each one separately. The four shilas are like this. The fear kashas. Are you allowed to kill a roitzeach? Are you allowed to kill a murderer? So we'll deal with that. If anyone saw the Maamar Makomos, hopefully you got to that already. Number two, are you allowed to kill a roitzeach if you're going to also, the only way to kill him is going to cause a loss to somebody else, a monetary loss to someone else? And if you are allowed to, do you have to pay? Okay, you have to kill Ahmed. He's about to blow up a bomb. And Ahmed is driving a stolen car. It's Chaim's car. Are you allowed to destroy his car? And if you are, do you have to pay for it? Number three, Shiloh number three is, if the only way to kill the terrorist, the only way to kill the roidev is by killing another yid, killing another Jew. That is the metzias. So we have to make that assumption. The only way to kill him, he's using him as a human shield. You only have one shot at killing him, and the way to kill him is going to also kill another yid. Is that permitted? And question number four is, are you allowed to kill a terrorist if the only way to kill him is going to be by killing another goy? So the same shilah as number three, but it's with a goy. Is there any difference? Is that permitted or not? So let's start with number one. So on page number one, we have the pasuk imemachteres imotzi haganov v'hukav ames ein loydamim. If you find the ganov is the thief. He's coming in a tunnel. He's tunneling his way into the house, and then you kill him. You putter, says Rashi. Ein zu ritzicha, this is not called murder. Harehu kemes meikara, it's as if he's already dead. From here, the Torah taught us, in ba lahargcha hashkein laharga, if somebody's coming to kill somebody, that person, the nirdaf is the person who's being attacked, that person has a right and an obligation, in fact, to kill the roidev, to kill the person who's attacking him. Okay, so that's number one. The nirdaf has a right to kill the roidev. Okay. What about a second person? A person who's not a nirdaf. Is a third party allowed to kill the roidev? The person who's coming to attack. So, page number two. We have a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Says the Mishnah, the Eluhain Shemitzil Naisan, b'nafshan. The following people you can save, we'll say who you could save, with their nefesh by killing them. If somebody's coming to kill somebody else, you're allowed to kill that person. So the Gemara says it's nitein lahatziloi b'nafsha. You could save him with his nefesh. Who are you saving? Well, obviously you're saving the nirduf, right? Reuven is coming to kill Shimon, and you're going to save Shimon, you're going to save the nefesh of Shimon by killing Reuven, right? That's the nefesh that you're saving. That's the pashup shot. Tosfos does not learn that way. Tosfos, it's in the brackets, Tosfos says, Mashmaros haloshon shematzilin hanirduf b'nafshei shel roidiv. Really, the mashmaros, the understanding of what we're saying is that you're saving the nirduf, but it doesn't work. Avalo yitachon lafarish kein b'roidiv achar behema. You see that it doesn't work in certain cases, roidiv achar behema. You don't kill a person to save a behema. So rather, you have to say, lafikach nir lafarish, the metzilin is adam min avera b'nafshei shel atzmai. Whose nefesh are you saving? Who are you being matzel? You're being matzel the roidiv himself. You're being matzel the attacker from the avera, from the terrible sin of murder. So this person is about to have the avera of murder, and you're saving him from that avera by killing him. Right? Now that he's dead, he can't kill anybody. What's the nafkamina between these two pshatim? Either matzil in the nirduf or the matzil in the roidiv. What's the nafkamina? What? By a guy, it's not shayach. Why? It's not one of the shivim mitzvahs when enough. So, take this example: if the reason why you're able to kill the roidev is because you're saving him from the terrible avera of ritzicha, what about the following case? If a guy is about to commit suicide, okay, nobody else's life's in danger. Right? But he's about to do the terrible avera of Ritzicha. Happens to be he's killing himself. So if you go like the first teretz of Tosfos, if you have first shot of Tosfos, it's only a din to save the nirduf. So you can't kill him. You're not saving the nirduf. You're killing the nirduf. He happens to be the roidif also. But if you say like the second shot of Tosfos, Tosfos wants to go with that shot, that really it's to save him from the avera. So then, of course, if a person's about to commit suicide, you should kill the person to save him from the avera of ritzicha. Okay, obviously this is in lumdus, but it's not really halacha l'maisa, because obviously there'd always be other eitzes to prevent a guy from committing suicide. By the way, this nafkamina is from the Rosh Kol's, not able to be here right now, from Rabbi Blezer. This is his nafkamina. But we came up with another nafkamina as well. Rabbi Chanan says another nafkamina in Kovitz Biurim. He says, if the roitzeach is only killing al yidei grama, he put a road bomb in the street, and it's only going to kill with a grama, so then it might not be the full-fledged avera of ritzicha. So then if you go with the first shot of Tosfos, so then you're saving him. You're saving the nirduf. But if you go with the second shot, so you're not saving him from the avera, so then maybe you shouldn't do it. Okay, that's your melacha. Okay, does the roidif need to have a kavana for ritzicha? Does he have to have kavana? Or maybe just the mere fact that he's doing a redifa is already chayiv. So this is really, there's a lot of examples to prove this, that the person does not need to have kavana. One of the examples is a famous case of Siamese twins that Rav Moshe Feinstein talks about, where there were Siamese twins and one of them was seen more to be more viable. They both couldn't live, but one of them had to be killed. So Moshe says that one of the babies, the one that was viewed as a roitzeach, would have a din of a roidev, and it would be permitted to kill that child to save the other child because he has a din of a roidev, and therefore you see that you don't need to have kavana. There's other rais also from the Rambam. Okay. With a gun, it doesn't seem like that a gun would be considered a grama. That would be The Pesukim Grata talk about it, but Ishay Mishum Chitzav, it gets very involved when it comes to Ritzicha. So let's go on to Shiloh number two. What if you have to kill, in order to kill the Ritzeach, you'd have to blow up Chaim's car? Let's talk back about Ahmed, his coming. He has a stolen car. He's about to blow up a bus. And the only way to stop him is to blow up the car, but you're gonna destroy Chaim's car. What's the halacha? So let's start with page number 7. Says the Gemara. It's a Gemara in Akainas. The Gemara is discussing what was the shaila of David HaMelech. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna Amar Gedishim Desa'arim DeYisrael Havu Davu Mitmeri Plishtim Behu. The Plishtim were hiding in piles of barley, and the shaila was, they wanted to go and destroy these piles of barley that have Plishtim inside. These Plishtim were the ancient PLO. So these guys were hiding in the Gedishim. The shaila was, could you burn them down? The halacha was, they responded, it's usher for a person. A person is forbidden from saving himself with the mamon chaveira. But you are a king. A king has a special halacha. He's allowed to be parts together. He's allowed to destroy other people's property. But in the normal circumstances, it would be usher. Says the Gemara in Baba Kama on page 8 in the Hagoizel Michael. So first the Gemara says an interesting case that there was a guy who was going on a ferry, and I guess back then travel was a little different. They weren't as makbid on carry-on luggage. And this guy, instead of just bringing a big suitcase with him onto the ferry, he brought his donkey with him. So this was a small ferry, and when they were halfway across the river, they started to take on water, and they realized that it's because of this donkey that all the people on the ferry are going to sink. So one guy stood up, and he took the donkey, and he threw it into the water, and the donkey drowned. Okay, everybody was saved, but Lamai said this guy, he lost his donkey. So what's the halacha? Does he have to pay for the donkey or not? So this shaila was presented to Rabba. Also l'kamei de Rabba. Patre. He said he's pater. Doesn't have to pay for the donkey. Amar le Abaye v'hamatzel atzmo mamon chaverihu. We just said that you're not allowed to save yourself with somebody else's money. That's exactly what happened. He saved him. He threw the guy's donkey into the water and he saved everybody in the ferry. Amar le hai mei kar roidef hava. That guy was a roidev. He's a roidev. You're allowed to kill a roidev. So kol shekein, you're allowed to destroy his money. Rabba l'taymi d'amar rabba roidev shayi roidev achaveri lahargo v'shiver sakelim ben shel nidav ben shel kol adam pater shayi mischay benashay. That's a din kamlei midrabanei. However, nirdav sheshiver sakelim shel roidev pater. But if the person who's being attacked destroys the possessions of the person who's attacking him, so that it shouldn't be that his money is worth any more than his own goof, you're allowed to kill him. But here's the important point. Avol shel kol adam chayiv. But if the nirdaf is destroying the property, not of the roidev, but it's shel kol adam. It's a different person. It's a third party. Somebody else. It's like our case where he's destroying Chaim's car. Okay, you know, it's a wonderful thing that the bomber was killed, but lemaisa Chaim now doesn't have a car. So says Rabba, it's usher. The usher lahatzal atzma mamon chaveri. Now the Pesukim say, when it says usher, usher doesn't mean that you're not allowed to do it. Obviously you have a chiv to do it because of pikuach nefesh. What it means is that you're mechuyev to pay. So if a person, in this case, a person would destroy the car, he would have to pay. Whoever destroyed the car would have to pay. However, but what if a roidev is coming after roidev? So it means this person is not a nirdav. He's not being attacked. But he's going and he's going to take care of the roidev. He's going to take care of the attacker. So, in that case, then he's pater. If he goes, v'shiver kelim ben shal nirdav ben shal kol adam pater, v'loimena din, it's not really, me'ikr to din, el it's a takana, el shimi et ha'imer kein, ein lecha adam shamatzel es chaveri min ha'roidev. We want people to be encouraged to save other people. So the idea is like this. The Gemara is saying, if you have the nirdav protecting himself with someone else's money, that means he's being attacked, his life is in danger, and he's protecting himself with somebody else's money, so then he has to pay. Unless he's a melech. But if he's a third party whose life was not in danger, and he's just coming in to save the day, and he's coming to save Shimon from Reuven the attacker, and then he saves himself, he kills Reuven, but he also destroys Chaim's car, so then he's putter because of a special din that we want to encourage people to save other people, therefore he does not have to pay for the car. So listen to this, Shiloh. There was a guy during the war who borrowed a lot of money to save people from the Nazis. I'm not sure the Shiloh is by one of the world wars. I'm not sure. I'm making up a little bit the part of the case. Doesn't make a difference for the Shiloh. So he was saving people. You know, they're saving people from the Nazis with money that he borrowed. And he was matzliach. He was able to save people after the war. So then, the people that lent him money come over and say, pay up. So the guy wanted to say, this last takana of Rabbah in the Gemara tells me that I don't have to pay since my life was not in danger. So I have a din of a roidev achar roidev, and I'm being matzel you. I'm being matzel someone else, the mamon chaveroi. I'm potter. And mamash, because of this takana, to make people more encouraged to save other people. It's tiny good, no? So it seems this person had this tzad, and it seems that there was some rabbanim that even sided with him and said, Enoch Hanami, doesn't have to pay, it's only mimidus chasidus that you have to pay. It says page 9, this is a Shiloh in the Igros Moshe. He says like this, Hine b'mechila, he's chayiv 100% to pay, al pi din ha-toyra, b'chiv gomer 100% mechuyiv, v'ein b'zeh shum shaka v'tariya. There's no discussion even. Ki bein l'hatzal atzmei, bein l'hatzal acherim, kish hitz b'om men acherim, chayiv l'shalom. You mechuyiv to pay. V'hatakona she'amar rabbah, and that takana that we're talking about, b'roidiv sheshiver sekel, b'roidiv shalhatzal sheshiver keilm shal adam pater, Shimata Omer Kain, Elocha Adam Shimata Shaver Miyada Roidev, who rak lifter midin mazik. That is only in a case to be putter when you do it in a way of mazik. But the rak mea moinim bedarka, if there are things in his way, and a lifter mechi of gezel valva loitikno, they never made takon in that case. So says Rav Moshe Feinstein, the person who borrowed money is 100% obligated to pay him back. And this takana was only said with regards to. This takana was only said with regards to mazik. So that means, back into our case, if the person destroyed the car of Chaim in order to kill the roidev, l'chara, he would be pater, only if his life was not in danger. But if his life was also in danger, so then he would be chayiv.
The guy would lend money away.
The guy doesn't have what?
It's a spoil for it. The guy wouldn't lend money away.
Ain't a chanami, but they never made that takana for that svara. Oh, you're saying if like this guy's havamina, so then the person wouldn't have lent the money. Yeah, ain't a chanami. Yeah, the first case is different because that was stam the guy that was the moment of the roidev. So that's the easiest case because that guy. He himself had a din right, so you for sure could destroy his money. Meaning, if Ahmed is driving his own car, you for sure there's no shaila that you, there's no chiyuv to pay, because he has a din right. What's that?
I'd ask Rabbah.
No, they ask because the Gemara Lamaisa said that it's Asur L'Hatzel Atzmo B'Mamon Chaver, right? So the Nafkamina, the answer was that over there, B'Mamon Chaver was the Plishtim were the Raifim, and the Sa'arim, the piles of barley, belonged to some Jewish farmer. So over there it's Asur L'Hatzel Atzmo B'Mamon Chaver. But when the guy's the Raifim himself, that was the Kasha. The Kasha was they didn't see the Nafkamina. Okay. Now let's go on to Shaila number 3. Are you allowed to kill a roitzeach if the only way to kill him, the only way to kill the roidev, is you're going to have to kill another yid, another Jew? Now this exact example I didn't find anywhere. I can't say that I did exhaustive research, but what I did, I didn't find this case beferish anywhere. But we'll see. There's similar cases, and we'll be able to come up with. Hopefully, we'll come out with a little bit of a mahalach to try to understand what the halacha should be. So we'll start with the gemara, the Maichazus gemara. It's on, I think it's on page 3 over there. The gemara in Pesachim says, "What is the reason why?" What is the reason why when it comes, there's three mitzvahs in the Torah that we don't say Yaharig Vel Yavar. The three main averos that if a person is threatened with his life, he doesn't do the avera. He has to give up his life. And the three averos obviously are Shrichas Damim, Gilui Raos, and Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says that when it comes to Avodah Zarah, it's a pasuk v'yahavta. And when it comes to Gilui Raos, it's a hekesh to Shvichas Damim. And what is the reason for Shvichas Damim? What is the reason why, when it comes to murder, a person is not allowed to go and do the Avera? Let's remember what the halacha is. If a person has a gun to his head, and the person says, if you don't eat this cheeseburger, I'm going to kill you, what's the halacha? You have to eat the cheeseburger.
Depends.
What do you mean? If he's a shilas, shasad shmad.
Yeah,
yeah.
Shasad shmad.
Yeah, shasad shmad. Yeah. If it's shasad shmad. Punct. We just saw in the Daf Yomi. We just saw an interesting tesis that talks about how far you say arkad the misana, that you have to be yahar gal yavar, because in the case of the tefillin. Right, so Elisha Bal Knafayim, he took off his tefillin. So, in fact, Taisus, how was he able to take off his tefillin? It was Shasa Shmad. He shouldn't be able to take off his tefillin. So Taisus says that Yisoid, that it's only on things that you're daima to a guy, meaning the color of the shoelaces makes him daima to a guy. That's the only time that does Yahari Val Yavar. But anything that's not that it's just to do an aveir or something like that, something else, even though it's during a Shasa Shmad, might be different. Anyways. So on the normal circumstances, a person has to eat the cheeseburger, a person has to do any avera in the Torah, besides four or three averas. And we're trying to figure out what is the reason why when it comes to Ritzicha, how come Ritzicha, we don't say Yaharig Val Yavar. But we do say Yaharig Val Yavar, meaning the person has to give up his life not to kill someone else. So what's the reason? Is it a pasuk? Says the Gemara, it's a svara. Rava says it's a svara. It's logical. Says the Gemara, "V'shvichas dam gufi minalon svaru ki Yehuda also lakami de Rava amrle mori duroi." He says the governor said to me, "Zil katli laplanya, go kill the other guy, and if not, v'iloi katlinalach, I'll kill you." So he said, "You should let yourself be killed because what gives you the right to decide that your life is worth more than the other guy?" The lashon is my chazis, the dama didach sumak tvei. How do you know that your life is more valuable? Rashi says. Rashi explains the shaila. What was the shaila? Meaning klum klemer klum basa lishal al kach elavnesha ati yedesh ein mitzvah mez bnei kuach nefesh. You know that there's no mitzvah that stands in front of pikuach nefesh. So you're going to let yourself live in order that the other guy should die. My chazis, you don't have a right to make that decision. Okay, and then we underline that Taisus is good to know. There's a Yesod of Taisus. Taisus says in a few places in Shas that the din of